All right, Trey Kinnard, another podium. This 450 class is easy. Come on.
No, it's definitely not easy. But you know, Davey crashing kind of helped me out. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I got a little tired out there, and you know, reason being, I've never traveled like this and never done 10 races in a row, and I think it's catching up with me a little bit, and and I think that you know, this week I need to rest up a little bit, and I'll be at home, and then I won't have to fly to Dallas, which will be really
nice.
And then you know, it'll be good. So I'm just thankful for this podium and this opportunity. It's been a really good chance.
Do you have any idea when you jumped on it that it would go this well? I mean,
You obviously have high hopes for everything you do, but especially, you know, three podiums in a row. It's my goal every weekend is just to, you know, get out of practice, get out of the V race, and get through the main well. And, you know, I think I'm accomplishing those goals, and, you know, the results have been coming, so.
Yeah. Now, what's been the biggest, I know I asked you this before, but what's been the biggest surprise in the class? Like, what, now that you're four races in? And
those two guys up front, they're going really fast, and the biggest surprise, honestly, has been the tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, they get worked. I mean, I've never ridden a supercross track that gets that beat up.
Big difference from the 250 main to 450 main?
Huge. Because, I mean, you start out on the last lap of the lights class, and they basically fix two corners. And, you know, the ruts in the faces get big, and the whoops get chewed out. It just gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. And then, so what are you thinking about for next year? Like, what, you know, I mean, this is, do you ever think about it, or you just take it one day at a time?
I've got a lot.
This has got to help.
I've got a lot left on this year, and I think that, you know, for me to think about next year with this, a little bit. But I mean, for me, this has just been a huge morale booster. You know, just especially coming back from that wrist injury. It's you know, coming back from injuries, especially after two, not even a year apart, was tough on the brain and tough on the soul. So this has been a definite morale booster, and it's been an exciting thing, and I think it'll help me for the rest of the races.
A couple more questions. One is, the original plan was either Dallas or Jacksonville. Have you extended that, or is that still the plan?
Dallas and Jacksonville. That's my last two. So,
okay, all right.
I'm testing the Monday and Tuesday after Jacksonville back on the lights bike, so looking forward to that, and looking forward to working with Ziggy and Mike and all those again.
And Gothic Jay?
Yeah, man, Jay's been awesome. You know, it's, I hate to be cheating on my mechanic, Grant, because we've been together for so long. Sorry, B.
Gothic's a longtime friend of mine, and so he's a little different.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah,
you know, he's.
It's like he's on Red Bull all the time.
He's. You never. At first, I didn't know how to read him. Like, he was like real excited, and he's like, oh, cool. like that was his excited. You know, it's just, he's cool. I've had a really good time working with all those guys, with Eric and Shane, and you know, just the whole crew over there.
Yeah,
it's been a really neat experience.
Cool.